If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 7th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today on my own, just me, to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 63 in the house, and They don't stop in this house. They just keep going. They keep going and they don't stop. That's where we are here today. We're going to walk through it all, of course. We were live for the roundtable last night and I went through a lot of double eviction scenarios. Was a good time. Those scenarios may not be entirely the same as of this morning. So we're going to have to wait and see on that. We are here. It is a Wednesday morning. I'm talking about Tuesday, and there's still more to be determined for the most part in terms of like what may actually happen here on the double eviction. So let's talk it through. Let's try and figure this out. As we all know, Michael is the HOH. Terrence and Alyssa are on the block. The veto was not used. It's the Terrence or Alyssa. One of them is going to be evicted. Now, a lot of stuff has happened with Brittany kind of going around making different final two deals. In particular, the one that she tried to make with Turner has been blown up. The information that she gave Turner was run around to a bunch of other people. And she in some ways encouraged the guys, Turner, Monty, and Michael to team up, or at least Turner and Monty to team up with Michael and try to take out the women. And so that's kind of where things stood. Hopefully you listened to the roundtable last night to get a good sense of where things were standing. And it was about the same as where we were yesterday morning. So we started the day with Brittany and Alyssa talking, and they were talking about going to the final two together, which is great for Alyssa. Great for Brittany if she actually went through with it. And Brittany warns Alyssa that there was a discussion that was happening yesterday about keeping Terrence, but don't worry, it was shut down. Her and Taylor are locked in. Michael will keep her. You don't need to worry, Alyssa, but basically implying that the people that she trusts or might think that she trusts, aka Turner, was talking about taking out Alyssa. This is true information. And this is a theme of the day, that true information is going to be told and then people are going to act like it's lies. It's really the whole week of what's happening here, is that people are telling people everything and all of it is the truth, pretty much, except when they rat out the previous truth and then they confront the other person about this new truth that they've found out. That person denies the truth, and so they think that that other person is lying, and then that person tells the truth, and it's a full circle of just everyone thinks everyone's lying while everyone is telling everyone the truth. Does that make sense? Anyway, this is the truth. Turner and Monty were pushing for Terrence to stay the other day, and it was Brittany and Taylor that were pushing back on it. So this is what Brittany's telling Alyssa. Alyssa says, well, I think that Monty and Turner are locked in together. And Brittany, who has been trying for days to convince anybody that would listen, Monty and Turner are working together. Monty and Turner are working together. Please, somebody believe me. And not a single soul is listening to her. Finally, Alyssa says this and Brittany's like, yes, that's what I've been trying to say. I'm so glad you see it. What a beautiful connection these two have. Hopefully nothing ruins it. Alyssa says she thinks Monty would come for them, but she's not sure about Turner at this point. Brittany says, based on her conversations with Turner, he may be coming for her. He may be coming for her. So watch out for Turner. So that's their conversation in the morning. Keep it in mind. Terrence also is going to have a conversation with Monty. Terrence is going to be campaigning throughout the day, but he has this initial conversation with Monty where Monty has been talking with Terrence. He had a conversation with Terrence the day before that I kind of skipped over because it's just a bunch of, again, you know, Monty and Terrence talking. Monty is saying today, though, here on day 63, that he would like for Terrence to stay. Essentially, that that he, you know, this is sort of the vibe that he has been giving Terrence for days now, that he's on Terrence's side, but it's unfortunately, you know, other people don't want Terrence to stay. In particular, it's really, it's Taylor's fault. It's Taylor's fault that Terrence is staying. He can't get through to Taylor. She just won't think logically. She just won't think logically, so he can't get through to her. Sorry, Terrence. And Terrence is like, ah, your girl is the thing that's blocking me. And Monty says 100%, 100%. That's the case. It's Taylor that's blocking you. And Terrence says, ah, it's just this temper tantrum mentality that, oh, I voted out your showmans. So now you have to throw a temper tantrum. And Monty's like, yeah, yep. That's exactly it. So that's what they're up to. Terrence is going to talk to Taylor later in the day. We're going to time skip a little bit. We're going to House of the Dragon this. Later in the night, we are going to get to, not night, but like around the round table time, because the day is pretty slow. Terrence is going to talk to Taylor. He's going to give her his big pitch. He sees her as the thing that's blocking him. So he goes to Taylor. He says, look, I just don't understand why we can't work together. Why can't we work together, Taylor? What is it about you that is preventing you from working with me? Because it's clearly not my fault. He says, Monty and Brittany have both told me that they want to keep me and that you are the thing that is holding them back. Monty did say that. And Brittany also did kind of say that a couple of days ago. Brittany told Terrence that she would like for him to stay, but this was pre-veto, but Taylor and Monty and Michael all wanted him out. So he would be leaving. She didn't specifically blame Taylor, but she said, basically, I want you to stay. Everybody else wants you out. Monty said, I want you to stay. Taylor's the thing that's blocking. But Terrence is going to tell Taylor. Brittany and Monty are both on board. They're both telling me that Taylor is the one, that you are the one blocking me staying. So again, this is mostly truth, mostly truth. She's like, well, that's not true. I am not the one blocking you. That is not the case. And he says, I just feel like you're being a little bit of a brat. She's like, well, no. She asks him, okay, Terrence, who would you target? Who would you target if you stayed? He says he would target Turner. They go on for a little while. Like, who would you put him next to Turner? What would you do? Maybe you should put up Michael next to Turner. What about that? He tells her more about what happened in Direfest. He tells her about After Party. He says he's talked to Monty about all of this already. And she says, wait a minute, you've talked to Monty about this already? Like, yes, I'm telling you, he's on board to keep me. He knows about everything. She's like, he knows about After Party? He's like, yeah, he knows a lot more than you think, Taylor. Kyle and everyone, we pulled him in last week. He knows everything. Whoa. Taylor's going to tell the cameras afterward, oh man, I think I know too much now. I know too much. So Taylor now knows a little bit more about Monty than he ever wanted her to. And this is just the start of the night, because Alyssa is also going to start campaigning, and she is going to have a conversation with Turner, and she starts pitching to him. Hopefully you're keeping me around, all of the generic stuff. He asks her, who would you put up next week if you won HOH? And she says, well, I would put Monty and Michael on the block. With the intention of targeting Monty, really, is the thing here, I think. She's been wanting to target Monty. But remember, Turner is fully on board with this guy's thing, the gentleman's agreement. He's been hoping that the women will at least put one other woman on the block. He hears two men. He hears Michael and Monty. And he goes, damn it. And he goes, well, would you consider... Okay. I'm going to tell you something. Brittany came to me the other night and told me that you were making like endgame plans without me. Alyssa's like, what? She told me the same thing about you. He's like, no way. She's like, yeah. She said, just this morning, Brittany was telling me that you were trying to flip the vote on me. And Turner was like, oh, no way. Absolutely not. Again, Brittany was telling the truth about that. Turner says she was the one telling me that you should go and that Terrence should stay. That's a little bit of a lie. Most of it's truth. That one was a little bit of a lie. And I was like, wow. Oh my God. Good to know. And they go on and on. Turner talks about how she tried to make a final two with him. Alyssa says she may try to make a final two with me. She's playing both sides. She's trying to manipulate us. Oh my God. They keep going around in circles, talking and revealing more and more information. Alyssa's like, wow, she's got to go. Oh my God. And, Turner's like, yeah, if I were you, Brittany is somebody that I would put up on the block. She's like, yeah, well, yeah. And Turner's like, successfully tricked a woman into putting a woman up. So that was their conversation. Alyssa's going to talk to Taylor afterward and kind of like just go all in with Taylor. Like, she doesn't talk about Brittany too much, but she's just, Taylor reassures Alyssa like, hey, You're good. I'm not voting you out. Don't worry about it. You know, Terrence is making pitches, but I'm sticking with you. Alyssa says she would love to get to the end with Taylor. She's hearing all this stuff about Brittany. She still wants to go to the end with a woman, but unfortunately that woman can no longer be Brittany. So it's gotta be Taylor. So Alyssa's gonna have a conversation with Monty as well. She tells Monty about her conversation with Turner. And you know, it's getting to a point where again, if you listen to the roundtable last night, I went through all the percentages that I saw in terms of who I thought would be likely to leave or stay. And the only thing so far that has changed right now is Alyssa. And we can't be entirely sure where Alyssa stands in this, but given that she talked to Monty about this stuff, I think that Alyssa now might put Monty and Brittany or Michael and Brittany on the block, maybe even more so Michael and Brittany at this point, if she were to win HOH. What does that change? Not a whole lot, to be honest, except that Brittany does now have a couple of scenarios where she goes home. Assuming that Michael, or assuming that Monty and Turner stay true to the gentleman's agreement and vote Brittany out. If they decide to change their minds, then it would just still just be Michael that would go home. So not a ton of changes here in general. They are also going to Michael's, or Turner's going to go to Michael and Monty and let them know about his conversation with Alyssa. He says, I was talking with Alyssa. I told her about Brittany. She was like, oh my God, she did the same thing to me. She told me that they had a final two. She told me that Brittany was apparently telling her that we were trying to get her out and keep Terrence. And they're like, wow, what is Brittany doing? This is ridiculous. Michael's like, oh my God, yeah. They wonder, should we tell Taylor about this? Should we tell Taylor? Because if we've got Alyssa willing to take to put Brittany on the block, and Brittany's clearly not down for this final two or final, you know, three with the women thing anyway, then Taylor's the only one we have to worry about. Taylor's the only one that might put two men on the block. So should we go to Taylor and try to convince her, try to trick her in the same way that we're tricking Alyssa into putting another woman on the block, aka Brittany? Should we try this? Like, well, Taylor, she's very loyal to Brittany. I don't know if we can break through to Taylor. But we could try. Maybe it would make her less loyal. Maybe it would make her, you know, open up the possibility that that she might put Taylor on the block. Maybe. Who knows? So that's kind of the plan. But in the meantime, Turner talks to Jess Monty afterward. He says, Alyssa is now saying that she will put Michael up. And he thinks Brittany too. He thinks Alyssa will put Michael and Brittany up, which is great for them. Because one woman's on the block and it's not Monty. Great. Monty's going to talk to Terrence after this, and things continue to get a little weird because Terrence starts pitching to Monty and he says, I think Taylor might be on board. Us three, we're going to make it happen. Taylor came up with this name a little while ago, the family reunion. Get it? It's the Black Players cookout. Family reunion. Now, Taylor did come up with this name in like week two, maybe, as a joke. She's going to say as much later. But he's like, let's do it. Nobody will see it coming except for Kyle. We'll target Michael and Brittany. And it'll be great. And Monty has always, I think, genuinely wanted to keep Terrence. Why would he want to keep Alyssa? Alyssa has been targeting him. He has no game relationship with Alyssa. Terrence has a much better game relationship with Terrence. I think this whole, I mean, we even saw that, like when he was testing the women about, let's keep Terrence. It was kind of real, I think. And so Monty is kind of like, okay. I mean, if Taylor's down, that changes everything. We could maybe do this. And he's like, whoa, we could be changing the game here. So now all of a sudden, is Terrence staying? What is happening tonight? This is ridiculous. Michael and Brittany are going to talk. And Terrence had made a pitch to Brittany, which was basically like, I know I'm going home. It's okay. And Brittany's like, yeah, it seems like Terrence is like giving up. Michael's like, oh, that's not what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing is that Terrence is going full force. And she's like, why isn't he going full force with me? He's like, well, I think some things are going down. She's like, oh my God, what's happening? She's frustrated. Why can't Taylor see that Turner and Monty are close? I keep trying to tell her that Turner and Monty are close and she doesn't see it. Michael says, well, I see it. Like, do you? Because you should have targeted them. They're going to come for us. He's like, yeah, maybe they will. They might come for us. Oh, man. Oh, man. Would suck if they did. He's not telling her about the gentleman's agreement, of course. Michael is also going to talk to Terrence. Terrence is going to give Michael a pitch. And, you know, it's all the same stuff, except for Michael cleverly asks Terrence, who would you put on the block if you were to win HOH? And Terrence tells Michael that he would put up Turner and Monty. Turner and Monty. Michael's going to put that one in his pocket. That was a mistake. You don't know about the gentleman's agreement. So this is all, again, this is like all over the place. Turner's finally going to get around to talking to Taylor. He says, look, Taylor, I don't want to make it seem like I'm lying, but I want to tell you some information about somebody that's close to you. And Taylor says, about Brittany? He's like, yes! Oh, that's going to make it so much easier. He says, okay. Well, the other day, Brittany basically outed your game and Alyssa's game and proposed a final two with me. And she basically said that the women were trying to form something and all this stuff. He runs her through the list. And she's like, wow, that's a lot. Yeah, I know. She says, I'm not going to lie. You are somebody that I was thinking of putting on the block. And that's still probably the case, but not as a target. He goes, okay, well, that's good. That's progress. She says, but I believe you. I do believe you. You know what? If you put Brittany on the block, I would not be upset. I would not be upset. And Turner's like, all right, okay. We got that. So Turner's going to go to Monty and he tells Monty about this conversation with Taylor. He says, even after telling Taylor about all this information, she's still saying she would potentially put me on the block. Not great, but she might put Brittany on the block next to me. So that's kind of a win. Monty says, man, the thing about all this information spreading is that it doesn't actually mean anything for this week or for next week. It doesn't change anything. Turner says, well, what it changes is that hopefully now Alyssa will put Brittany up and hopefully Taylor will put Brittany up. Monty's like, you're right. That's a solid plan. Solid plan. Hopefully this allows Taylor to at least put Brittany up and then we'll be able to vote Brittany out over you. I should hope that Taylor doesn't intend to put Brittany up unless she intends to put Michael up next to Brittany. But even then, Brittany would probably still leave and then Michael would just be coming maybe for her. I don't think Taylor should put Brittany. I don't think Taylor should put Brittany up. I don't think she will. She's certainly not happy with Brittany right now. But we'll see. This is all of this chaos happened through the night, And we didn't really lock down like what it means for everybody. Like Taylor and Monty, or sorry, Turner and Monty are happy that Taylor and Alyssa might essentially get tricked into putting Brittany up so that they can vote Brittany out over Michael or one of them. But it doesn't seem to have changed their targets. If anything, this only seemingly makes Taylor a more enticing target if they think that Alyssa is definitely going to come for Brittany and Brittany might now come for Alyssa potentially. But we'll see. We'll see. I would imagine that over the course of today, here on the feeds, day 64 on Wednesday, that we are likely going to see more solidifying conversations. Got to get some water in. So make sure you tune in tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, where I will update you on what those solidifying conversations are. But we're not done with today yet. Not done with today yet. All right. So Turner's going to talk to Michael after he talks to Monty. And he lets Monty know, or he lets Michael know about the stuff, the Taylor conversation. He told Taylor about the Brittany stuff. And he says she was clearly not happy that the Girls Alliance was exposed because it was real. I clocked it. And Michael says, wow. He says, well, guess what, Turner? I was just talking to Terrence. And guess who he told me he was putting up? Turner's like, who? You and Monty. Oh, yeah. Well, geez. Well, he has to go first. Then we can deal with the rest of this. So, Turner not pleased with Terrence. They can't believe Brittany got caught with so much stuff. What's going on? She was in the best spot, they say. It's the best spot. It's, you know what? It should no longer be called pooching yourself. It should be called Brittanying yourself. This is not exactly true. I mean, yeah, throw Brittany under the bus all you want, but this is what I was saying on the roundtable, that even if this did all come crashing down, she was already in a situation where when everyone wanted Michael out, she was the backup target. If anything, she's still in a better position now than she was at the start of the week. I mean, she failed to do everything she wanted to do, but she's still progressed her own position and certainly has progressed Michael's position. But we'll see. We'll see. So it's definitely not pooching. Come on. Pooching yourself is way worse. Turner says the only thing they have to worry about is Taylor. Taylor's the only thing they have to worry about. But hopefully now at least it's possible that Taylor might put Brittany up on the block. So their one concern in Taylor, there's at least a chance that they don't have to be as concerned anymore. We will see about that. Again, I would hope Taylor knows better. Michael is going to talk to Alyssa as well. She asks him what's going on. He says, Terrence is pitching, not to worry. She's okay. I was worried there for a second. They also had a conversation before, but it's all, you know, sort of easy stuff. Brittany's going to talk to the cameras. She's pretty worried. Taylor's acting really weird. She's thinking, have I screwed things up? Did I do some wrong things? Did I talk to some wrong people? I'm a little concerned. I don't like how Taylor's acting right now. I got to get back in with Taylor. I got to talk to Taylor. I got to talk to her about feminism. I got to talk to her about good TV. Got to connect. She talks to Taylor. They agree. They're taking Terrence out. Pinky promise, Taylor? Sure. Yeah. Terrence. Brittany tries again to convince Taylor that Turner and Monty, I'm telling you, Turner and Monty are so close. They are locked in. Taylor says, I just don't see it. I just don't see it, Brittany. I don't think they're that close. I was like, this is very awkward. They just kind of sit in silence for a while. It's not great. Not great. Even later in the night, Taylor's going to talk to Monty. She tells him about Terrence's pitch. Monty tells Taylor about Terrence's pitch. He's like, Terrence was like, all about us three working together. What do you think? Family reunion. And Taylor says, no. I came up with that name as a joke. This is not my idea. She says, listen, Terrence told me that you already wanted to keep him, and you told him that I was the one blocking you. And he called me a brat to my face. And Monty is like, making a face, like, no, that didn't happen. And she's like, that's what I thought. It did happen. It happened just earlier that day. This is, again, Terrence is telling the truth. Monty is lying about the truth, but like rightfully so. Why would Terrence out him like that? He's now annoyed. She says, he told me everyone at Direfest was locked in and that last week they tried to bring you in. And he told me that you're still upset with me about like coming for you and like not being mad at Michael and Brittany, like all this stuff. Monty's like, no, I'm not mad at you. I think you're great. We talked all that stuff through. It's fine. Terrence, what is he doing? Monty says, no, man, when he talked to me, he made it seem like it was all your idea. Oh, he's such a liability. He's got to go. So just like that, the talk of Terrence staying is dead again. Let's see. Brittany comes down. Taylor talks to Brittany. She tells Brittany about Terrence's pitch. She said, hey, Brittany, Terrence made it seem like you wanted to keep him, but that I was the one blocking it. Brittany says, absolutely not. That's not true at all. Brittany says, I believe you, because he's been saying a lot of things. And Michael's going to talk to the cameras in the meantime upstairs. He says that the reason he wants Terrence to leave is because he wants to eliminate the option of people wanting to take him to the final two. He doesn't want to have to win out if he can help it. He's hopeful that he's in a position where people might not vote him out next week. But obviously, ideally, he just wins the veto. He does say Brittany is still his number one in the game. He's just not going to go down with the ship. I mean, they kind of planned this out, that she would do all of this stuff. Maybe not all of it, but they planned out that she would be doing stuff to try and prevent herself and him from being targeted next week. She did it successfully, but got caught in the process and still in a better position than she was, but Michael's not going to do a thing to lift his finger to help her. Like, thanks so much, Brittany, for doing all of that. Should have done it cleaner. You were almost real safe for a second there, but I appreciate it. But I am going to be trying to recoin pooching yourself to Brittany and yourself. Sorry about that. So that's pretty much the day. That's pretty much the day here. Again, all of this stuff is happening. Things haven't really been locked in place again. The place that they were locked in before was that Turner was targeting Taylor, Monty was targeting Alyssa, and they weren't going to target Michael. Those things seem to still be true. We'll see what happens with Monty. I still think Monty's probably putting up Alyssa and Brittany. I still think Turner's probably putting up Taylor and Brittany. And I think that they'll probably still be voting. You know, maybe Turner would push for Brittany to go over Alyssa now. But, you know, it depends on where things stand. I think Brittany is in more danger than she was yesterday, but less danger than she was in at the beginning of the week. Michael is still in considerably less danger, but maybe a little bit more danger than yesterday. Monty is still good, I think. In fact, he might be... Monty's still pretty good. Turner is still in plenty of danger, maybe a little bit less danger than yesterday. Alyssa may be in some more danger, maybe in less danger, depending on where things go. But I will do my best to do a revised version of the double eviction predictions for my stream on Thursday. Follow me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Aaron Armstrong. So we'll see. We'll see where it all lands. The problem is that we just don't know enough about exactly what people still feel. If we can get a conversation between the gentlemen's agreement, that would be great. I feel like it would help us determine exactly where they stand, if anything has changed. Again, Monty implied that nothing has really changed. Turner implied that Taylor is still the biggest person to worry about. So I don't think anything has changed too dramatically there. It does seem like Terrence is still leaving. The only thing that's really seemed to change the most is that Alyssa may now put Brittany on the block instead of two men. So we'll see about that. But other than that, that's about it. We can answer a couple of questions before we wrap up. The Stockwatch site, I think, is having some trouble. So just be patient with it. Be gentle. And you know, hopefully it'll come around. You know, it should hopefully be ready at some point. Let's see. Do we think Taylor's in trouble? Yeah. I mean, I think she's in at least as much trouble as she was yesterday. Maybe a little more, but you know, we'll see. Is there any chance Monty goes before Turner? I would say not likely at this point, unless they're on the block together and Turner wins the veto. A Brittany HOH, I think, is the only place where Monty leaves, and that's if Turner wins the veto. That's as of right now. And that's the key to all of these predictions, is that this house is going all over the place. So all of these things are as of right now. They could all change. It does look like Terrence will still be evicted. Yes. Does Michael want Alyssa out over Taylor? I think so. If the two of them were on the block, I think he would vote out Alyssa. Is the best way for Turner to leave a Brittany and Taylor HOH with Michael winning veto? The best way for Turner to leave, Turner or Monty winning HOH would mean Turner's safe, which is why, like, even though Turner has a lot of possibilities for leaving, some of the more likely outcomes, like him winning HOH or Monty winning HOH, do not end in Turner leaving. So, he has some lesser likely outcomes. I would say that Taylor winning HOH is the worst for Turner. And then, yeah, Taylor winning HOH, Michael winning veto likely leads to a Turner eviction. And that's probably the most likely scenario where Turner leaves. If Alyssa wins HOH, will she put up Michael and Brittany? I think that's where she's leaning now. It's hard to say for sure because Alyssa doesn't really have anybody that she like fully confides in my opinion, at this point. So it's hard to know exactly what her actual thought process is, but I think she's probably leaning toward Michael and Brittany at this point. But who knows? She's never felt great about Monty. She's definitely wary of the Monty and Turner connection. I think that she knew to talk to Monty after talking to Turner. Like, Turner was very obvious in his conversation with Alyssa. He was like, if I were you, I wouldn't put Brittany up on the block. I would put Brittany on the block instead of Monty. And she was like, should I talk to Monty? And he was like, yeah. And she's like, should I trust Monty? And he was like, yeah, you can definitely trust Monty. Monty's super chill. And then she talked to Monty and she was like, oh, Turner said that I can trust you and that you're super chill. And so I'm going to tell you about all this stuff and I'm totally not putting you on the block. So I think that she means it right now, but I think that she definitely is still aware of the fact that Turner and Monty are super close and that she doesn't have a game relationship with Monty. And so I think she's perfectly willing to put Brittany on the block to sort of appease them, I guess. But it doesn't mean that she wouldn't still put Monty on the block as maybe a replacement, or that maybe she would put Monty and Brittany on the block, or even still Monty and Michael, which is what she originally intended, if she starts to realize, wait, why am I even bothering with Brittany? So who knows? Hopefully we'll get some more clarity over the next couple of days. When these things happen, like new information comes to light and people start thinking about different things, you can never really know exactly where they're going to land until they've landed there and then stayed there for a second. So we will see. Could Monty put up Michael if the shot is there? Absolutely he could. I don't think he intends to right now, but if he is there and he has the chance and it's a double eviction, he might just do it in the moment. But I don't think he intends to. Yeah, Turner just says peace with peace and love quite a lot, quite a lot. Do I think Michael uses the veto on Brittany? That's the thing. And that's the thing that is potentially the most worrying, right? If Turner wins HOH, puts up Brittany and Taylor, there's a chance that if it like Michael could use the veto on Brittany and then Alyssa probably leaves. But if Michael doesn't use the veto, it's possible Taylor leaves unless there's been enough anti-Brittany stuff. Like, let's see, if it's Brittany and Alyssa, Brittany and Taylor, Alyssa now votes out Brittany, Michael votes out Taylor, and it comes down to Monty. So maybe now Brittany would leave if he didn't use the veto instead of Taylor. And he has more incentive to not use the veto to like out the fact that he's still got a close relationship with her. But I mean, I don't know. In the moment, he might not be able to think clearly. I think he should use the veto on her. He said she is still his number one. He just doesn't want to go down with the ship. But like, what ship at that point? It's final five, and keeping a super solid ally at the final five that you can definitely beat in the end. Like, yeah, use the veto. Like, of course. I think he will. I think he tends to think pretty clearly under pressure. I think he would still use the veto. Let's see. Does Brittany use the veto on Michael? Yeah. I mean, I think she would. I don't think there are many scenarios where Michael goes up initially, but I think she would if she won it. Do I think Monty puts up Brittany and Michael? No, I think Monty probably puts up Brittany and Alyssa as of right now. But again, that could change. He might start, he may even start thinking ahead of time, like, well, maybe I do want to put up Michael initially, even if it's just as a ploy. Who knows? Will anybody put up Turner? Yeah. Yeah. I think Taylor would still put up Turner. Brittany would put up Turner. Alyssa probably doesn't put up Turner at this point, which is pretty good for him. Not that he was likely to leave on her HOH anyway, but it's pretty good spot there. All right. Okay. That's what we got. That's today's update. Thank you all for joining me. Again, make sure you tune in tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern. It'll be the update prior, right before the double eviction. And I will hopefully be able to give you even more clarity on exactly where things stand and who's going to target who and what's going to happen in the double. And then we'll really go into detail on the Stockwatch stream over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Aaron Armstrong. I'll be streaming tomorrow for the Stockwatch and to run through as many scenarios as possible if you're interested in that. And I'll also be watching the challenge tomorrow, even though it's airing tonight, because we're going to have a podcast tonight after the episode. Make sure you tune in for that. I'll also be live on Twitch during the episode tonight to talk through the episode. If you had any questions that went unanswered here, you can ask them tonight during the episode, maybe get to them. And then, of course, tomorrow, 2-hour double eviction. I'll be live on Twitch watching it. Should be a grand old time as we react live to the jury segment, to the double eviction. Who wins HOH? Who wins the veto? Who goes home? Is a record of that has been standing for 16 years going to be broken? Live tomorrow night. We're gonna talk through. We're gonna watch it live on Twitch, and then react and talk about it all on the recap after the fact here on Rob is a Podcast. So check all of that out. You can of course also find some Among Us videos over on YouTube. We've got a new one dropping today. Should be a very fun one. Find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. I've got the House of the Dragon podcast, talking about the new Game of Thrones show. If you want to check that out over on Post Show Recaps. And that's pretty much what we've got going on. Make sure you subscribe here on the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube channel. Very close to those 100,000 followers or subscribers here on YouTube. So help make it happen. Thank you all so much for joining me here today. And I will see all of you next time.